This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. In Central Asia, Kazakhstan today was hit by tragedy. A Bek Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty Airport after hitting a concrete barrier and a building. According to the Russian Itar-Tass news agency, at least 7 people were killed, down from an earlier estimate. Dozens of others were injured. More from AP's Mike Hempen.
Officials say the plane had 98 people on board when it crashed in Almaty. Kazakhstan's deputy prime minister says investigators are looking into 2 possibilities for the cause, pilot error or technical failure. He says the plane's tail hit the runway twice, indicating it struggled to take off. A survivor says the plane started shaking less than 2 minutes after takeoff.
That was AP's Mike Hempen reporting. The ill-fated plane was described as a 23-year-old turbojet, last recertified to operate in May. Bek Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital when tragic fate intervened. Aviation expert Mike Vivian suggests weather could have been a factor.
This airport is known for icing conditions, severe icing and fog and mist. And indeed, on this occasion, the temperature was very low. It was minus 12. Although the sky was relatively clear, there was some fog and mist, smoke and mist.
Disaster officials in the Philippines now say that Typhoon Fanfon on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day killed at least 28 people. Another 12 are missing. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools and government buildings. For more on any of today's top news stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. From Washington, this is VOA News. A search for a missing tour helicopter.